Welcome to FlameFlash.net, episode 22 podcast. I'm Flame Flash, your friendly Flame Flash with a fedora. How's that for multiple F's in a sentence? At Flame Flash on Twitter, Flame Podcast at FlameFlash.net if you want to send in an email and have it commented on the show. And, as always, well, I'm Flame Flash. PSN, Xbox Live, add an 82 on the end. I'm everywhere. So we're going to get started with the Raptor Report. Flame Flash on there as well. Sims. The Sims 3 released a new free downloadable content for Sims 3 for PC and Mac. So feel free to stop by and grab that, the Harvest Set, I believe is what it was called. So, lo and behold, it shows up on the Raptor Report because you have to launch the game to install it. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker 2012. 30 minutes in here. I actually don't recall playing for 30 minutes on this one for the last week, but I'm changing things up a little bit and trusting the Raptor Report email as opposed to the website this time around. Going to flip over to this so that when the old site is killed off fully, I have something slightly more reliable to go off of, which would be the email report they send as opposed to the website, where I don't know if it's going to have the same exact features once they're finished with their transition. Mushroom Wars. I've discussed this one before. I'm slowly but surely working my way through back through the campaign. I probably won't go for any extra trophies, but just the satisfying knowledge that I beat it again. Plants vs. Zombies. Had some good playtime this week. Quite a bit of good playtime this week. Not sure what it was about this game. Going back to it, I've beaten adventure mode at this point a couple of times now. But on the PC, I am really close to finishing off all the minigames and survival. I think I now have some puzzle games that I need to hit. But the Pogo one is really messing me up. Only zombies with pogo sticks. Plain old scary. New for this last week, I know for sure, NBA Jam On Fire Edition. This is downloadable. So unlike the disc version that I tried to give away for visitors to the site and retweeting, and that poor soul never did claim his prize. Contest is over by now. Sorry. But this edition, it's downloadable. The trophies are still as outlandish as they were last time around. But if you're buying NBA Jam for the trophies, you're doing it wrong. This is a social game above and beyond anything else. And it's a basketball game. And the son loves it. Older son and younger son. Younger son grabbed a controller and pretended to play with us as we lost to somebody. I can't even recall now. He wrote it down. He wrote the score down, our losing score. He desperately wanted to be the Minnesota Timberwolves. I remember that much. And we lost by about 11 points. But on the PlayStation 3, NBA Jam feels right. Probably because I first had it on the Super Nintendo. I later got it on the original PlayStation. I still have that version. NBA Jam TE. Tournament Edition. Well, here is the On Fire Edition. What the On Fire Edition brings to the plate that the current console generation disc version didn't bring is the old announcer. So he's back, having recorded new tracks to enjoy. And that was actually a lot of my enjoyment of the previous series of games, was the background commentary, the oops, goaltending, quite often. We lost to goaltending, I swear. We just accidentally jumped up and goaltended. But if you have somebody else to play with, grab it. If you don't, contact me on the PlayStation Network. I'm Flame Flash. I mentioned it before. Flame Flash. On the PSN. I would be very interested to join you in a game, either co-op or versus. It's a fun game. I don't mind losing. Though I'll try to give you a run for your money. Not that we'll be playing for money. Anyway. Back to the Future. Episode 4. Double Visions. Finally got around to doing that. iOS 5 is downloading in the background, so if anybody just heard my Mac talking to me, that's why. But Episode 4, Double Visions. I can't say anything more positive from Episode 3 that I discussed on... Oh, it's been a while. But this is a great bundle to pick up, whatever the platform. I believe it's available for iOS, Mac, PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. I have it on PlayStation. But it's great. It tells more of the Back to the Future story, the Back to the Future humor. They even made a Star Wars amusing reference. Appropriate timing, 80s. And a heavy geek nod to, yes, if you like Back to the Future, you probably like Star Wars. I know I do. But go and grab this series. I can't expand anymore on why it's good, because the series is so far along that if I say anything about Episode 4, I am naturally spoiling Episodes 1, 2, and 3, which is a shame because I'd like to discuss it and mention it, but I don't want to spoil anything for you. So go forth, grab the bundle. I think it's still just $20. NBA Jam was $15. I've been sitting on Back to the Future for a while. Each episode is about a 3-hour playthrough. If you sit down and you really run around and explore and try everything. 4 was a little bit shorter. I clocked 2 hours 40 minutes on the Raptor Report with it. But it's still a good play. A very good play. And I am looking forward to, as is my oldest, and I think the daughter a little bit, seeing the conclusion. Rumor has it, and it's probably been confirmed at this point by many others, that Michael J. Fox actually comes in and voices. He doesn't voice Marty, because that would break the flow of the game, but he does voice a random extra. And that's just awesome. So you have Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox, both voicing characters in a Back to the Future game. It's beautiful. World of Warcraft would definitely be the next one up. I played more of it. Brewfest came to an end. And I progressed further in Fireland Dailies. And oddly, the kids wanted to go Horde. So we went Horde and played our Horde pairs for a little bit. The daughter and I have pretty low level priest, paladin, blood elf pair. And then the son and I have Death Knights. A Death Knight pair. Pretty straightforward. They're both goblins. It was fun doing their goblin racial rocket jump through the dark portal and bouncing into the Outlands that way. The quests, though. Cataclysm added so many amazing quests. I've never quested Horde side. Ever. I should have gone back and quested at least one character from 1 to 60 prior to the change, just so I'd be familiar with looking for Mancrick's wife. But I didn't. My fault. But some of these quests, right now we just got to Hillsbrad Foothills, where South Shore used to be as far as human population goes, and they had us play the part of a quest giver. A quest giver. So we sat on a skeletal horse, and these exceedingly mocking caricatures of players came riding up. You have a conversation with them, and you'd give them a quest, and they'd go away. I don't know if they're going to come back or not, but it was still amusing, extremely amusing, to take part in the NPC quest giver point of view, at least for three quests, because you hand out three. So we'll use that as a little segue into World of Warcraft news, which includes Void Storage. I think I've mentioned Void Storage before. It's going to be the new storage system. It's extra. It's on top of having a banking system, on top of having your bag system. And you can now unlock it rather than 1,000 gold for 100 gold. So they listened to the Altaholics. I wasn't going to use it. Now it's worth it. Now I pay 1,000 gold on one account, and bam, I've unlocked it on all my characters. It'll be 25 gold to deposit items. I don't know how much it will be to afterwards transmogrify, but 25 gold to deposit, and it's free to withdraw. Their argument was they didn't want to punish people who wanted something out of there if they were out of gold, if they were broke. Which makes sense. It's their stuff. Oh, wow. Let's see here. Ah. Wow, gold buying. The thread announcing or denouncing the Blizzard Guardian pet. Blizzard has a pet store for World of Warcraft. Usually you can go and pay $10 and get a bind on account. So any character you have, all of them will get this pet. All of them will immediately get this pet in the mail. Learn it. If you delete a character and make a brand new one, that brand new one gets all of the pets that have been bind to account mailed to them. It's really weird making a new Death Knight, for instance, if you're a longtime player, and then having to ride out to that lone mailbox out in the middle of nowhere in the battlefield just so that you make sure to go and pick up all your pets and mounts and other things. It's neat, too, but this time, it's tradable. So they are literally giving you gold buying and selling. So you go and buy the pet, single use. It gets mailed to a character of your choosing. And then you sell it on the auction hall or trade chat for real gold. So for $10, you're buying gold. I have a problem with this. It throws off the economy. The thread regarding it has hit at least 80, if not higher at this point. It's been going on for 3 days. This is almost as big as Blizzard's consideration to require real names on the forums. Almost as big. As far as the fallout goes. I'm not sure if it's as big. Well, I know it's not as big otherwise. But what is big is the fact that this story made Slashdot. If it made Slashdot, it could potentially get picked up by others. This is some bad rolling press for Blizzard. And hopefully it makes them backpedal. Or at least give a bind to account option. If their goal was, as they stated, to make it possible for people to buy Blizzard store items in game without paying real money, then they needed to have either put a new quest chain around every single one of these, and then they're only single use items, bind on pickup or bind on use. So those that do go through the quest chain could opt to sell it on the auction hall instead. This is how you should have done it. Or even offered it just on a plain old vendor for an astronomical price. I went and bought the Winter Spring Cub. Not that it was super high price, but I still went and bought it. I think I was out about 1,000 gold once it was all said and done, since I bought it for all 10 of my characters on Zangarmarsh. But bind on the count. They are telling me also with this that what I bought on the store before isn't worth as much. Because their bind on account pets sell for the same price. Why buy a single use pet unless you're desperate for gold? Now, if they offered a bind on account option for this pet, then they're doing what they actually claim to be doing, which was giving players opportunity to get this pet in other ways. Then some people who are passionate about pet collecting would pay the $10. Some people who are passionate about pet collecting but don't want to spend the $10 would wait until somebody who did spend the $10 for the tradable version showed up in trade chat or on the auction hall and sold it. Two methods. That's all you need, Blizzard. If you're talking about choice, player options, give us options. Otherwise, you're lying through your teeth. All right. Other gaming. Oh. Looking for raid loot. Almost forgot. This is going to be a new feature in 4.3. Looking for raid, kind of like looking for group, but you get clumped with 24 other people instead of only 4 other people. And here, it's not so bad. So if I'm a tank piece drops, and I roll need. That warrior wielding two-handed weapons was definitely not tanking. He hasn't been in a tanking role this whole raid, but he rolled need. Curse you. In looking for raid, since I was in the tank position, I get a bonus of 100 to my roll. So I'm pretty much guaranteed this drop. Unless the other tank rolls higher than me. But it restores what a guild would offer through their loot system of being smart about upgrades. Not really sure how they're going to handle, say, cloth caster gear for healers, because mages and warlocks are okay with spirit too. Spirit is definitely a healing stat, but it's useful. It helps you replenish mana. Without mana, you're not going to go anywhere. So moving from the world of PC, Nintendo has announced a white 3DS. Meh. It's news. I'm not overly impressed. It's kind of an ugly shade of white. Pearl. Kind of a yellowish white, or at least that's what the screenshot was that I saw. Not overly interested. I am wondering what Nintendo is smoking, however, because they have announced a blue Wii. A blue dumbed down Wii. So this one isn't backwards compatible to your GameCubes. But it comes prepackaged with Sonic game. Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games, London 2012 or something. It's an exceedingly long name for a very simple game. We have one of the Olympic Games. It's really hard to control those. I wasn't impressed in the end. PlayStation Network got hit with, you know how there was that hack a few months ago? I got some free games out of it. Well, somebody took that database of hacked account information and basically smushed it into the PlayStation Network online login service to see if they could get in. That's scary. I don't want it to go down again. Supposedly, everybody's fine, but who knows? Disconnect your credit card from your PlayStation Network account. Just do it. Go buy PlayStation Network cards. Go buy them from Amazon. Then you get your instant gratification because Amazon can send you a digital code. You plug that into the PlayStation Store. You get your money. You go buy your games. Very simple and straightforward. PlayStation 3 has a super confusing parental control system, by the way. Netflix. Netflix backpedaled on Quixster. They're no longer going to be splitting the sites. Likewise, they no longer know if they're going to be doing video games. They darn well better. They teased us with that information, and there's not really a good reason why they wouldn't still go for it. At least I can't think of one or see one. But back to the point at hand. While firing up Netflix, our Apple TV didn't work with Netflix for some reason. I'm getting warm. Turned off fans for the background noise. That hat is part of my Halloween costume upcoming, by the way. Anyway, and for those of you that are just listening, you're like, what hat? Well, I'm sorry. Go watch Ustream live streaming or stop by flameflash.net and I'll be... Did Batman Arkham City release? Sorry, I got distracted by a little pop-up saying a PlayStation PSN friend just started playing a game that I don't think is out yet. Interesting. Batman Arkham City. Anyway. Oh man, that threw me off. But sitting down to watch a movie, and some of the options that were coming up just didn't sit well with us. They were highly inappropriate. On the Apple TV, we've never seen these options before, but the Apple TV for some reason wasn't connecting. So we switched over to the PlayStation 3, and we're disgusted with the options. Netflix, take all this time and money you were going to be spending on Quickster and the transition to Quickster and get yourself some seriously good parental controls. What you offer now is crap. What you offer now strips the parents of being able to watch what they watch while still protecting their kids. We've had to protect our kids by being very vigilant about what they pick on Netflix. But if we're not around, or if somebody we is with them that doesn't know our standards, they could possibly watch something that we find inappropriate. Yeah, the release date for Batman Arkham City is October 18th, so that lucky turkey got the game a week early. They work for IGN.com, so I'm not honestly surprised. Just jealous, though I probably wouldn't be buying it on day one anyway. Netflix, since I'm ranting about Netflix, just released an Android app. So if you have an Android-based phone or a tablet, you can go forth and watch your Netflix. I downloaded it for my phone. I doubt I'll ever use it. It's a tiny screen. But it is out there, so that's neat. Now I can watch it portably on my 3DS or my Android phone or my iPad. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Phoenix Jones. Let's move slightly out of the vein of technology and video games for just a moment. And this Phoenix Jones character was arrested in Seattle. He is some kind of wannabe real-life superhero. Not so wannabe, actually, because he tries to really do some good. He was arrested recently on charges, trumped up charges from the looks of it, of using pepper spray on people. He's not shooting anybody. They're going to recover. And anybody in his particular position who is just spraying pepper spray willy-nilly is going to be in a lot of trouble really fast. And he's been practicing this superhero gig of his for a little while now, or so I'm told. So why now? I really think it's because the police are botching this particular investigation, and I really hope that Seattle gets its due for that. AMD. So I'll bounce back over to technology. AMD just released the 8-core processor. Now, a friend of mine, we used to joke about Apple's dual quad core and call that the Ocho. Well, AMD just came out with the true Ocho processor. It'll be interesting to see what Intel does with this. If the prices of the i7 processor drop, that would be really nice. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Because what I'm aiming at is a new iMac, and anything that could potentially lower the price, I am in full support of. Speaking of Mac, and as I mentioned earlier, iOS 5 is currently downloading and probably done installing, actually, by now. So I'm looking forward to exploring that ever so slightly, making sure some of my regularly used apps actually work. Probably have to reconfigure Netflix, but I'm looking forward to seeing some of the new features, like the notifications section. Which brings up another point. iCloud just launched. iCloud is Apple's newest service. If you Google Flame Flash Death Mobile Me, Flame Flash, all one word, Death, it stands alone, Mobile Me, all one word, Mobile Me, get rid of the space, you will come across a article I posted on IGN.com, didn't get paid for it. I cross-posted it with my blog, flameflash.net. Don't forget. But I espouse on the loss of Mobile Me there, so I'm not going to go into it again here. My feelings still hold true. I'm sad to see it go, but it was already in the works before Steve Jobs left us, and so it's certainly not the new people in charge of Apple's fault. Finally, the Avengers movie trailer just released. Go watch it. That's it. Go watch it. It's pretty cool. It's child appropriate, I think. The oldest handled it without issue. I think he's came down last night late and found us doing our own thing. But we weren't doing anything wrong. I think my wife had to pause whatever movie she had going on Netflix. But he liked it. He was very excited. So I hope it's appropriate. Ironic that I'm talking Avengers while wearing a Superman shirt. I like irony. There's also a 320 gig external hard drive coming out for the Xbox 360. The only stinky part? It'll only work with the slimmer Xbox 360s. So if you own an older Xbox 360, you're out of luck. You're almost out of space. That is Microsoft's message. You're out of luck. Go buy more space. Go buy another console. Grr. Jerks. Yeah, I know. They're just trying to make money. The California governor vetoed warrantless cell phone search ban. So, if you're in California, or if you're traveling through California, if you get pulled over and you don't lock your phone, people, the police might happen to search your phone, rifle through all the files, pictures, websites, whatever. Lock your phone. Banking information goes on the phone sometimes. I'd never do it. But people keep too much on their smartphones right now. And if they're either lost or rifled through, that's a lot of personal data out there. I know I protect myself on Facebook and don't post a huge amount. And I make sure that all my posts are private, shared privately, but it still bugs me from a macro point of view of these people are being invaded. It's just, they need to update the law is all it is. They need to update the law with perhaps a Supreme Court hearing. They need to update it. I have no idea what would happen if I was in California and got pulled over and my phone's locked and they put me under arrest for some weird reason. Well, do they hack into my phone and violate the law? Or do they just let the locked phone sit there and wait for me to pick it up? I hope it's that one. But with that in mind, and with Hallow's End in World of Warcraft just around the corner, I will remind everyone that I am Flame Flash of flameflash.net. Stop by, leave a comment here on Ustream or YouTube where I post the video afterwards. Or just leave a review or comment on the podcast itself on iTunes or on the blog. Podcast@flameflash.net if you want to get a hold of me. Or send me a message on PlayStation Network. Gamertag Flame Flash there. And thank you for stopping by. Go enjoy some Netflix now that they're not breaking.